is Radio Superior 1938, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1938. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1938. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock, and this is radio station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin, the voice from the head of the lakes. I've always wondered about those voices I've been hearing. Hello, 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 good listeners. This is Jack McKenna speaking. It's Wednesday, November 10th, 1938. The 6 o'clock news with Lou Martin is coming up. Harriet Farig is in with what's playing at the movies. And we have a very special guest for the first time on the radio and probably the last. Iron River's own hermit, William Melsa. He comes into town just once a year to pay his taxes and buy cheese and snuff.
Who on earth set up that interview and why?
The boss thinks we need to do more special interviews with special people.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Mills is a gem, but, you know, with what that's going on in the world.
And we'll get right to that, Lou. Here's the Holden Tire and Battery Service 6 o'clock news. Holden Tire has marathon tires from $7.90 each, a great buy for value hunters. Lou.
Results are in from Tuesday's national election. The Roosevelt administration took it on the chin, and Wisconsin has a new governor. Three-term Progressive Party governor Phil DeFollette will leave office in January when Republican Julius Heil takes over. Republican Alexander Wiley defeated Democrat F. Ryan Duffy in the race for United States Senate. He will serve with senior Senator Robert LaFollette of the Progressive Party. The other progressives returning to Washington are Congressman Barney Gehrman of Mellon and Merlin Hull of Black River Falls. Only Brown, Portage, and Douglas counties supported incumbent Senator Duffy for re-election. The New Deal majority Congress will have 81 fewer Democrats as Republicans from the Farm Belt and the Western United States turned Democratic incumbents out of office. Democrats still hold a 262 to a 167 majority over the Republicans, with two progressives and one Farmer Labor Party member. President Roosevelt would only say that he's cheerful and everything is grand. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more on the Tuesday vote.
Minnesota also has a new governor, Lou. In fact, he is the nation's youngest governor. 31-year-old Republican Harold Stassen is credited with a Republican rejuvenation revolution, ending the farmer labor's 8-year hold on Minnesota's governor's mansion. Governor-elect Stassen defeated incumbent Governor Elmer Benson by 250,000 votes and led a Republican romp in state legislative and congressional seats. One casualty is 8th District farmer labor Congressman John Bernard, who was beaten by Republican W.A. Pettinger of Duluth. As I said, Lou, Mr. Stassen is the youngest governor in Minnesota state history. He's married and has a 2-year-old son.
In world news tonight, violent Nazis terrorized German Jews this past night. Mobs plundered Jewish shops while smoke billowed from synagogues all across Berlin. United Press foreign correspondent Wes Gallagher sent this shortwave report from the Third Reich.
Berlin calling. Angry crowds pushed past police in the Friedrichstrasse section of downtown Berlin and surged into the arcade area, which houses many Jewish shops. 7 of Berlin's 20 synagogues were set on fire. All were damaged. Similar news is coming in from Munich, Hamburg, Cologne, and Dresden. Vienna dispatches report total or partial destruction of every synagogue in that city. One synagogue was blown up. In another case, stormtroopers forced Jews to tear down another. This terror comes after the killing of Nazi diplomat Ernst von Rath by Herschel Greenspan in Paris. Von Rath served in the German embassy there. German propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels appealed to the German people to stop this violent action, although he called it an understandable and justifiable reaction to the assassination. Mr. Goebbels made his appeal at 4 p.m., 14 hours after the violence began. This is Wes Gallagher calling from Berlin for the United Press Foreign Service.
British public opinion is described as outraged on hearing of this brutality. Informed quarters say that this could endanger Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain's program of appeasement, which allowed the Munich sellout of Czechoslovakia 6 weeks ago. Even so, appeasement is apparently getting results for the French. A government spokesman in Paris says an agreement to denounce war between Germany and France is near. All future disputes will be settled peacefully. The 1938 Nobel Prize winner for literature has been awarded to Pearl Buck for her book on China called The Good Earth. Mrs. Buck will get $38,000 for the honor, which will be presented in Stockholm. The 46-year-old Buck is the second American to win the Nobel Literature Award. Sinclair Lewis won it in 1930 for his book of Main Street. Holden Tire News Time is 6:06. Now Jack McKenna is here with a few words from our sponsor.
Indeed I am, Lou, and I thank you. Here's a great buy for value hunters. Well, it depends if you want to buy a tire, I suppose. And if you need a tire, what could you replace it with better than a Goodyear tire from Holden Tire and Battery Service Incorporated? Could be the world's best tire. Could be and probably is, and that could be in your pocket right now. Just visit. Easy terms. 53 cents a week. As low as that, folks, to buy a Goodyear tire. But there's also first quality Marathon tires on sale right now. A 450 by 21, $7.90. 500 by 19, $8.80. Now, is that bad? And that's a top-notch tire. How about a 650 by 16 for $14.50? They're all at Holden Tire and Battery Service Incorporated at 12th and Ogden in Superior. Telephone, if you wish, 395. And I thank you.
A fishing boat sank on Lake Superior yesterday after another fishing boat from Bayfield rammed it. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports that this could have been a tragedy.
If not for the heroics of the captain of the doomed fishing tug, Donna Marie, all hands would almost certainly have perished. Let me set the scene. The 38-foot-long Donna Marie was hauling in its nets 12 miles from Superior, about 6 miles off the south shore. The 65-foot steel-hulled Seabird of Bayfield emerged from the haze, heading directly toward the Donna Marie. Donna Marie pilot John Sandstrom urgently blew the boat's warning whistle, but the Seabird skipper, Allison Bowden, didn't hear it over his engines and didn't know a collision was imminent. Captain Boughton was navigating by compass since his windows were coated with ice. The Seabird struck amidship and was about to continue on its way, thinking it had only struck a log. This is when pilot Sandstrom of Bayfield took action. He leaped across open water onto an icy deck of the Seabird, then smashed his fist through the ice-coated pilot house window. The Donna Marie's three crew members and two passengers were then rescued, transferring to the Seabird. But efforts to tow the wounded vessel failed. In 20 minutes, it disappeared in 160 feet of water. John Sandstrom's hand was severely cut when he broke the window. The bleeding was stopped with handkerchiefs and twine. He was taken to St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth. The Coast Guard cutter Diligence is searching for the vessel today and will investigate. Donna Marie Captain Theodore Bowden of Washburn owned the boat, valued at $5,800, including expensive fishing equipment. He is not insured. In hopes of raising the Donna Marie, Captain Bowden is on board the Diligence today. He was working for the Sam Johnson Fishing Firm of Duluth, Lou.
What's the chances of recovering the Donna Marie?
Not very good this time of year. It's hard to get salvage equipment, and November is the stormiest month of the year on Lake Superior. Crewmen Member Ray Westland of Washburn says if Captain Bowden can't raise his boat now, it will probably be lost forever, carried by lake currents during the winter months.
KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. For the first time, Armistice Day will be recognized as a national holiday. So tomorrow, on the 11th month, the 11th day at the 11th hour, the observances will be held around the country. In Ashland, the Roy Kelly American Legion Post has assigned speakers to each local school. Lawrence Miller at the Lakeshore School. Bay City School will hear R. Lewis Pike. Howard Garvin at the Ellis School. Dr. W. E. Nolan at DePadua. Wilmarth students will hear George Tidstrom. And John Tooley will speak at the 9th Avenue School. The World War ended 20 years ago, and 40 years ago, a group of Bay Area men were mustered for duty to fight in the Spanish-American War. Organizer John Dufek of the John Kingston Camp of the United Spanish War Veterans says that they'll hold a reunion December the 3rd. And here's something interesting, Jack. The Superior Public Library has been chosen to hold a time capsule with directions on how to find the 1939 World's Fair time capsule to be sealed in New York. Superior is one of several libraries and museums chosen from around the country. It'll keep the capsule in a vault safe for 5,000 years when the New York capsule will be opened.
Okay. You lost me already. If New York has a time capsule, why would we have one?
Well, the New York time capsule will be buried 50 feet under the Westinghouse building, and the other capsules will have instructions on how to locate it.
Huh, like a treasure hunt, eh?
Yes, Jack, like pirates looking for buried treasure. The capsule will be made of copper, so it won't erode, with specially made paper and permanent ink with directions to the New York capsule. The Superior capsule will also contain microfilm pictures of how we live, work, and worship. The directions will have a longitude and latitude allowing for shifts in the globe's poles over 5,000 years.
That's a long time. Right here in our own Superior Public Library. Wow. I don't call you the best newsman around for nothing, Lou Martin, with the 6 o'clock news. And I bet you one of our librarians will be around in the year 6939. Librarians are well-preserved people. Now, on with the weather.
Before you get into any more trouble.
Yes. The forecast from the United States Weather Bureau for this November the 10th, 1938. Rain changing to snow overnight with a low of 30 degrees and a high tomorrow of 40 degrees. Now, friends, on with the music, shall we? Here's the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with none other than the wonderful singing of Mildred Bailey and But I Can't Make a Man on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Thank you.
The music of the Dorsey Brothers with Toots Camarada on the trumpet and vocals by Mildred Bailey on station KUWS. Well, folks, let's talk drugs for a while. I mean from the drugstore, of course. How about, from Fort Hopkins in Superior, how about we buy some cod liver oil? The kids love that stuff. For just 36 cents a bottle. Alka-Seltzer, 49 cents. Dr. West toothbrush, 33 cents. I could even afford to brush my teeth at that rate. Fitch's dandruff remover shampoo. Oh, here we go again. I think I'll give Lou a bottle of this for Christmas. 59 cents. I can afford that. And speaking of that, Christmas cards, a box of 25 for just 29 cents. Wow. All these things at Fort Hopkins Drugstore in Superior. Oh, yes. Like halibut liver oil capsules. Kids love those, too. Box of 50, 36 cents. Here's a rat tail comb, 8-inch, for 9 cents. Wow, you can afford to keep your hair looking nice with that value. Lady Fair cold cream. Oh, yeah. Full pound, 27 cents. You can afford to slip out of bed, ladies, with that one. Fort Hopkins in Superior. Now let's enjoy some of the fine, sweet sounds of Russ Morgan and his orchestra and Joseph Joseph on the Martin and McKenna Show.
Joseph, Joseph, won't you make your mind up? It's time I knew just how I stand with you. My heart's no clock that I can stop and wind up. Each time we make up after being through. So listen, yes, so time is fleeting. And here and there my hair is turning gray. My mother has a fear, wedding bells I'll never hear. Joseph, Joseph, won't you name the day?
Enjoyable music of Russ Morgan and his orchestra, singing by Carolyn Clark. A new song this year, 1938, Joseph Joseph on station KUWS. So, Lou, I understand our guest is here from Iron River.
Well, that's right, Jack. Mr. William Milzer has come all this way just to speak to our radio audience. How was your trip, sir?
It was bumpy and it was noisy.
You're probably not used to the loud sound of a car motor.
Oh, what do you think I am, a caveman? I know the sound of a motor, criminy. I live off the Barnes Road. I'm talking about that chatterbox thingamajingy thing, that radio thing. If I wanted to listen to jabber for an hour, I'd have gotten hitched.
So, Mr. Milzer, you try to avoid people as much as possible. Just one trip a year into Iron River.
Go to have me cheese and snooze. And if I don't pay the tax man will come a-calling. And I don't like callers. There's this guy, comes over from Ulu lately, knocking at my door, sometimes for half an hour. Ormus Rossus, his name. Finally, I had to just open the door and talk. And what that jaw-wagging and lip-flapping thing, if I'd wanted that, I would have taken a wife.
Yes, you mentioned that before. So if you hate talking so much, why on earth are you here?
That Ormus Rossa, he offered to give me a ride into Superior Town. See, if I do the radio thing, he'd make sure I stayed in Snoof for a long time.
Well, you can't pass up a deal like that. Snoof's for life.
And, sir, I have to wonder what it's like living apart from people all year long.
I may be a hermit, Lou Martin, but I'm not stupid. If I was, I would have...
taken a wife?
No. How rude there, Jack Mack. Marriage isn't stupid. It's just not for me. I was going to say, if I was stupid, I'd be doing the rat race all you other people are running. I read, yes, sir, I reads a lot. I have lots of time being by myself now for nigh on to 20 or 30 years. Not sure you know. I don't keep track. But I can tell you all this one thing's for sure. I got fed up. Right up to here. I guess it was around 08 or so. I said, Willie Melsa, build you a little log cabin with some tin cans and cardboard stuck in for good measure. Then hunker down, and you'll be fine for the rest of your days.
And no one gives you any trouble?
You're not talking to some squatter here. Everything's rightfully mine. I bought 160 acres way back when. If I need a silver dollar or two, I just sell a few acres to Otto Skyberg. He lives down the road.
So, don't you ever get bored?
Oh, if you got to live by your wits, you don't get bored, boy. I do as I please. Go barefoot in the summer, make trips to the dump for anything I might need. That's just a half a mile from my place. Can't believe the good stuff people just throw away. I grow my own potatoes and beans and stuff. Don't eat meat. In the winter, I wear gunny sack leggings and keep plenty warm that way. Oh, the cabin's warm even on the coldest nights.
Do you ever get tempted to rejoin society?
In a week, a moment, maybe, and then I read some of my old magazines. I read about the Great World War. I read about people doing terrible things to other people. Gangsters and door-to-door salesmen. You know, on my trip into Superior Town, I read about what those Germans are doing to the Jews. They're going to have another war, aren't they?
Well, we're hoping that that's been averted, but it's hard to say.
Well, maybe it ain't right, hiding away like this. But at least I'm not hurting folks and demanding this and that. I don't need much. I say if people can't behave, then I'll just sit by myself and keep occupied out in the wilds of the north. I can grow this beard and not worry about haircuts and socks. Boy, I hate socks.
They could form a club for guys who hate socks.
If I'd wanted to wear socks, I'd have gotten married.
I do believe that we're done here, Jack. Thank you, Mr. William Melsa, the hermit of Iron River.
I reckon you're all right there, Lou Martin. You too, Jack Mack. I hope I'm wrong about another war coming. You know, fact is, people one at a time aren't so bad. It's just when they all get together and start making a fuss, then I can't stand them.
Well, stay warm this winter, Mr. Melsa.
If I wanted to stay warm, I'd
get hitched. On with the music, good listeners. Here's one for the hermit of Iron River, William Melsa. Gus Arnheim and his orchestra from the Coconut Grove. This is Nobody's Sweetheart on the Martin McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
she'd be out of place in your own hometown when you walk down the avenue. I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow that she's nobody's sweetheart now. Nobody's sweetheart now.
I said she's nobody's sweetheart.
No, baby, you don't.
Oh, don't baby me.
Fancy hoe.
Place and roll on down,
walk down the avenue.
When you walk down the deep levity,
I just can't believe it.
I like that out of the way, that out of the
way. Painted lips, painted eyes.
What she doing?
We're a bird of paradise.
Hit it, boys.
Well, from 1931, we've just enjoyed Gus Arnheim and his orchestra with vocals by Harry Barris and the Three Ambassadors and Nobody's Sweetheart on station KUWS. Hey, friends, bring your potatoes, hides, wool, whatever for swap, for feed, groceries, building materials, and farm supplies to Gold Finds. Gold Finds at 700 Garfield Avenue in Duluth, the trading post of the Midwest. Lou, it's your favorite time of the show.
Right you are. It's time for KUWS Community Editor, Harriet Farig.
Quite a change from our last guest, Lou.
Thank you, boys. Very nice. But to quote a hermit, if I wanted compliments from men, I'd get hitched. Mr. Melsa is happy the way he lives, and that's fine. But there are so many good people out there in the world. Just in our community, for example, Mrs. Andy Wenzel is organizing the annual charity ball for the children's home. Do you know the story of this fine, vital organization?
No, Harriet.
Yes, Harriet.
Jack, this is interesting. The home they're in now, of course, used to be owned by the Martin Pattison family, but the children's home began in 1904. The late T.B. Mills was the president of the Superior Humane Society when he found out there was no provision for homeless babies. So Mr. Mills and Mrs. Robert Kelly organized the Children's Home and Refuge Association for orphaned or neglected children. They used an old building in Billings Park until Mrs. Pattison and willed the estate to the children's home in December of 1920. Since then, 1,700 little ones of Superior and Douglas County have passed through the mansion's doors. Right now, there are 44 children in the home. 14 of them are babies. Lots of people of goodwill are out there. Come one, come all to the charity ball at the Elks Club, November 25th. The PTA of the Dobie School is sponsoring a grocery social Saturday at 8:30 p.m. The Dobie School is 5 miles south of Poplar on County Trunk D. The fundraiser costs 10 cents for lunch. And congratulations and best wishes to Mr. and Mrs. Adolf Haybelt of the Shawamigan Bay Area. The lovely couple is celebrating 50 years of marriage, having been wed in Ashland in 1888. The former Miss Catherine Gills is the daughter of the Grandview early German settlement, while Mr. Haybelt is well known for his days as a logger. The Haybelts lived in Mason and for the last 41 years in Grandview. Just think what Mr. Melsa missed, all those years of wedded bliss.
You have to find the right partner, though, Harriet.
Don't go looking too far, Lewis.
I think I'll move in with Willie Melsa. Thank you, Harriet.
You're welcome, Jack.
Well, on with the music, good listeners. This is Tommy Dorsey and his signature song, sometimes known as his theme song. Fitting for this moment, I might add, I'm getting sentimental over you. On the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Thank you.
can just see myself, Lou, gliding along on the dance floor. Now, if I only had a partner. From 1935, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and I'm getting sentimental over you on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Lovely. You know, Lou, it's hard to figure these things out. How neighbors can turn on neighbors, like in Germany right now.
And you've got good people like Willie Meltzer, Harriet Farrig, and the Dorseys.
But you can't figure all of them out. They may be good, but they're so different.
Well, I think, old friend, it means that we shouldn't try to figure people out.
It's probably best not to, Lou. Whenever we think we know it all, well, that's when we find out we don't know anything at all.
Say goodnight, Jack.
Goodnight, Jack. Oh, we'll be back, good listeners, same time, same place on your radio dial. Lou will keep us informed, I hope, and I'll just play the music for you. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna, wishing you all a very good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1938, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances, Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1938 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.